section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I personally vow to bring two cameras to the next taping.
Okay. All right. We're going to do a something new. Again, we have just a plethora of ideas.
Good word.
And what we're going to do is it's a new segment called Spaghetti Western. And
so we're going to eat spaghetti?
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, we're going to wear cowboy hats and eat spaghetti.
Yay.
Yay.
I love those things.
Those are good stuff. No, but I wanted
to... Is the spaghetti in the hat? Because that'll make it more fun.
Oh, blowing my mind. You're like Shakespeare of a honky-tonk.
And then he dunked the garlic bread in the hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, this is amazing.
Who doesn't like 10 gallons of spaghetti?
What I was planning on doing is stupid.
Now. Yeah, just whatever you're going to say, screw that if it had nothing to do with actual spaghetti in actual hats.
I'm really hungry now.
I know, right?
You guys want to go to Steak and Shake, get a Chili Mac, and bring our cowboy hat?
Shh, I don't have a job, so you guys are buying. All right, we're going to do it's called Spaghetti Western. I figured, hey, how can we get folks to listen to more than one episode?
Impossible.
So instead of trying to do it, we're gonna do an ongoing story.
A cereal.
Huh?
A cereal.
I like cereal.
Cereal's good. We're going to call it the Spaghetti Western. IBWIP Spaghetti Western.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
That's not it.
Sheriff, come quick. Them Dingle Boys are back in town. They're at the saloon getting all drunk, fraternizing with the ladies of the night and starting fights. We gotta go do something about it right now.
Deputy Orville Possum Shivers, calm down. Calm down. Ain't no use going down there and getting them all on the defensive. Let them get drunk and have a good time. They'll wake up tomorrow afternoon and head out of town.
I sure hope you're right, Sheriff Justice.
I ain't never been wrong, son. Sorry, I had to get it out of my pocket. Oh, hell. It's Peggy. I gotta answer it. Hello, Peggy. Yes, dear. I'm at the jailhouse. Where else would I be? What? Why are you at the saloon in the first place? What do you mean? They have your wooden leg and won't give it back. Damn it. Me and Possum are heading down there right now. Come on, Deputy Possum. Guess we gotta head down there, shake up the bee's nest.
All right, do you have your gun? I've got my slingshot.
Oh, I thought that was my gun.
Whoops.
Damn right I got my gun. Old Glory has been on my hip for a long, long time. I never leave home without her. Let's go put them boys in line.
Be a great night. Booze, guns, and ladies. Nothing better.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Dastardly Dirk, you know that Sheriff Justice and Deputy Shivers are on their way over here. They're gonna put you boys in line and get my leg back from you. You'll be spending the night in jail.
Peggy, the only place I'm going to be spending the night is between your stump and your right leg.
You're a pig, Dastardly Dirk. A damn pig.
All right, Dastardly Dirk. It's last call for you and your boys. Get the hell out of here before me and Old Glory make you leave.
You and your Dingle Boys are done causing trouble in our town.
Sheriff, you can take Old Glory and shove her up your retarded deputy's ass. Me and the boys are here to stay. We're taking over this town, and you're the first thing in the way. So I...
Hey, finish cocking your gun.
Don't tell me what to do. I am going to ask you to kindly turn around and keep out of our business.
Dirk, hand over. Hand over Peggy's leg right now.
The only thing that Peggy's getting tonight is my whiskey limp cob knob.
I don't take kindly to you talking like that in front of all these lady folk. And I sure don't take kindly to you talking about ladies in a sexually inappropriate manner. I'm going to count to three. And at the end, you better lay down that leg and slowly head out the door. One. Two.
Now, Sheriff, let's settle this like gentlemen. No need to put all these innocent folks in any danger. Boys, the sheriff here would like us to leave town, but I think outside is the furthest we really need to go. Sheriff, how about a showdown? You win, we leave, and you get Peggy's leg back.
That sounds fair to me. Let's go.
No, Sheriff! He's the fastest draw in the north-south-west region. You'll be killed!
No, Peggy. Sheriff Justice says never lost a showdown. He's 4-0.
Darling, you need to stay inside. I'll be back for you with your wooden leg in hand.
Oh, Sheriff, I love you.
Now, I've told you before, Peggy, don't fall in love with me. You're bound to get your heart broken. I'm just here for a little while. I never stay in one place too long.
Come on, Justice. It's time to meet Jamaica.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
All I can say is wow.
I'm hooked.
I'll tune in every episode now.
Jeez. I can't wait to see what happens next.
What's going to happen? Is Peggy going to get her leg back?
I don't know.
Is Dick Justice going to get shot?
I think so. Dastardly Dirk,
Jesus.
He seemed so convincing.
And
yes, God. I agree.
The best shooter in the north-southwest region.
Yeah, I know, right?
4-0. A cavalcade of characters. I cannot believe it.
There's no way that...
This is an ongoing story. This isn't just going to end the next one.
Nope. The other night, I watched the season premiere of The Walking Dead.
That was good.
Yeah, Dustin watched it. We were together. We shared a bowl of popcorn.
I wasn't this blown away.
Exactly right. I mean, we thought that premiere was good.
No kidding.
Nothing on this.
Yeah.
If I were you and I had iTunes, I would go ahead and subscribe now because I wouldn't want to fucking miss what happens next.
Of course. You should already be doing that. Speaking of subscribing,
Oh, boy. I like that story. I like that we told that story, too. You know what else I like? One of the last episodes we had, we did our spaghetti western, and I think it went over very well. So this is our second installment. I would say hit the intro.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. Well, when we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he was about to duel with Dastardly Dirk and the Dingle Boys. With Deputy Orville Possum Shivers by his side, and his girl Peggy watching nervously from the swinging doors of the saloon. Let's rejoin our hero as he attempts to restore order in the town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
All right, Sheriff Justice. You're about to have your last glimpse of the Texas sunset. You better soak it in.
Dastardly Dirk. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm facing east, so I'd have to turn around to see the sunset. And that's when you'd shoot me right in the back.
No! No, Dick, don't do this!
Peggy, I said to stay in the saloon. This ain't no place for a lady.
Peggy, come over here and lean up against me. I'll protect you.
Enough! It is time for you to meet Jamaica, Sheriff Dick Justice.
Okay, Dirk. Go ahead and count to three.
One. two? Wait, are we drawing on three or after three? You know, like, one, two, three, draw, or one, two, draw?
Hmm. I didn't think of that. I don't care. It's up to you. Goddamn gun. It does it to me every time.
Come on, guys. It's getting dark. And Peggy is heavy.
Hey! Are you calling me fat?
Okay, okay, okay. We'll draw after three. One, two...
Everyone drop your guns right now. Or I'll blow every stinking one of y'all to smithereens.
Well, I'll be. If it's not Senior Hector Dirty Sanchez. He's the fastest gunslinger south of the border. He also loves to eat those pink tacos.
Are you kidding me? Do you mind? We are trying to have a duel here.
I have been riding for weeks to find Sheriff Justice. We have a little unsettled business. You remember Justice? You remember that night in Juarez? You shot my brother in cold blood.
Your brother ain't nothing but a low-down, dirty dog. He broke the law, and he's got to pay.
Hector, your brother stole a mariachi record, if I remember correctly.
Hello? Again, we are trying to have a duel here, you fools. I'm getting a little tired of all this blah, blah, blah. We're going to take care of this right now.
Well, then I guess it has just become a three-way.
One, two, three.
Move him on, hit him up, move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Holy. That's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, shame Dick channel.
Holy shit. That was the biggest gunshot I've ever seen. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Dude, shit is getting real.
I know.
I don't ever listen to this show, but I'm going to keep doing it now to see what happens in this series.
Hooked. Jesus Christ.
This is better than Breaking Bad.
That's what Dirk's the shit.
And now there's a new villain, Hector.
Yeah, where'd he come
from? Is he a villain or is he
right? We don't even know yet.
He's an understood guy.
God, this is pretty intense. And it went so fast. It was like we had...
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Really
rapid fire.
Rapid fire, like on the edge of your seat. Like we got plenty of time to fuck around.
Man, Peggy sounds hot.
I do her.
I don't know.
I do
even
her.
With a stump.
I'm sure Brett Conlon would have sex with her.
I'd do her with her stump.
Okay, that's a good
Not
question.
Not many people I wouldn't have sex with.
I hear you. Three.
So, I guess,
you know, if we're going to move on, I missed out on the last couple episodes, and I was really hoping that you guys hadn't done Spaghetti Western.
Nope, we didn't.
And luckily, you had not. So yeah. I do get to hear what is going on after that cliffhanger of a ending the last time. So, yeah.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
When we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he was three knuckles deep in a three-way duel with Dastardly Dirk and Hector Dirty Sanchez. As the sun set in the west, the three men stood in the middle of Main Street in Hatchet Wound, Texas. Each man's eyes squinting with intensity. Who will be the fastest draw? Who will survive? Strap on your chaps, and let's join our hero.
Oh, my God!
What the hell happened? Where did that shot come from?
I didn't even get my gun out of the holster. Looks like he's dead, though.
But how?
It was Deputy Shivers. He shot Hector.
Gee, thanks, Peggy. Yes, it was me. I shot Hector Dirty Sanchez.
But why, Possum? Why did you do it?
Because Hector took something from me many, many years ago. Something very dear to me.
Did he kill someone in your family? Rape your sister? Steal your land?
No. He took my Chinese crested from me.
Oh, dear God. You killed him over a dog? I was about to have my vengeance on Sheriff Dick Justice once and for all, and you screw it all up because of an ugly dog you had years ago?
I love that dog, but I love that man even more.
Wait, I'm getting confused.
Are you saying what I think you're saying, Deputy?
I'm with Peggy here. I'm fucking lost.
Hector was my lover. You know, it just feels good to finally say that out loud. Anyway, he was my everything. But one morning, he just up and left. No note, no goodbye, and he even took the dog with him.
Now, there, Deputy Shivers.
There, nothing, Peggy. Deputy Shivers just killed a man in cold blood. I gotta arrest you, Possum.
So, this situation we got here between us, Sheriff, we calling a timeout? Halftime or a tie or something? What are we doing here? I've still got Peggy's leg.
With all due respect, Sheriff, if I wouldn't have killed him, he may have killed you.
With all due respect, I'm pretty tired of being made into a fourth character here. If you read my contract, you will see.
Enough! Come on, Possum. I'm taking you up. I've got to take you in. God damn it, I read that wrong.
No, Sheriff, you can't do this. There will be nobody to hold me up.
Peggy, I'm a sheriff first, justice before friendship. I'm sorry, Possum. You're going to have to hand over your piece.
I'm sorry, Sheriff. I can't give it to you. I've waited 13 years to have my revenge on Hector for breaking my heart. If you want my piece, you'll have to take it out of my cold, dead hands.
It doesn't have to be this way, Possum. Don't be stupid.
Hello, people. Is anybody paying attention here to the guy holding up the wooden leg?
Dastardly Dirk, maybe a pistol in your face will shut you up for a minute. Now, this situation here with Deputy Shivers is a tense moment and takes priority over you and your ego. So if you will just step back a couple of feet so we can resolve this issue, we can get it to you. Just shut up.
Makes sense, sure.
Peggy. Oh. That's not my line.
Now, Sheriff, I ain't going to let you take Deputy Shivers to jail for killing Hector. Put down your gun.
Peggy, you don't know how to shoot that thing. You're going to hurt yourself. Put the gun down.
You put your gun down, Justice.
So, let me bring everyone up to speed here. Sheriff Justice has a gun pointed at Deputy Shivers, who has a gun pointed at the Sheriff. And Peggy has her gun pointed at the Sheriff, too. And I'm sitting here holding a wooden leg.
Thanks, Dirk. I can see how some listeners would be getting a little confused. I think we're confused ourselves. But a quick review. That was a good idea.
Sheriff, I ain't going to jail. I'm a deputy lawman, and I can shoot anyone I feel is going to cause danger to this fine town of Hatchewound, Texas. Hector was a bad, bad man. If I wouldn't have killed him, he would have shot you, or even worse, broke another man's heart.
Drop your gun, Possum. I ain't gonna warn you again. Don't make this a bloody mess.
Put down your gun, Justice. I love you, but I will shoot you between the eyes if you don't drop that gun.
Move him on, hit him up, move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
Boy.
Whew. I'm sweating bullets over here. Pun intended.
Oh.
Did you have any idea that Deputy Shivers was a homosexual?
Good for him.
I knew that from the first episode. I read between the lines, but I couldn't believe he shot that man. That's what I couldn't believe.
Dirty Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Hector Dirty Sanchez.
Gone but not forgotten.
And Molly's voice was even a little higher than you. I mean, Peggy's voice was a little bit. God damn. All right. I've been.
We're breaking the fourth wall here, people.
There's never been a fourth wall on this show. I have been playing
maybe
this
you
song.
Want to put your hair in a ponytail. Just, I mean, because it's going to look
pigtails,
good.
Buddy.
Pigtails.
Nice.
Craft City.
Handlebars.
Craftvapory.com. All right, check it out. That's right. Faux shizzle. That's what we're doing.
Well, I tell you what. I think now it's time to get into our spaghetti western, our ongoing story about Dick Justice.
All right. Sit back and relax, folks. This is going to be interesting. Rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling, rolling, rolling, rolling. Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's chattel up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
When we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he had his gun pointed directly at Deputy Shivers and two guns pointed back at him. Will Deputy Shivers be forced to go to jail? Will Peggy convince Justice to do the right thing? And will Dastardly Dirk ever get the chance to have his one-on-one showdown against the sheriff? Stay tuned to find out.
I ain't gonna tell you again, Deputy Shivers. Put the gun down.
Justice, if you ever want to taste this sweet nectar of mine again, you'll put that gun down.
Holy shit! Justice, you just shot Peggy right between the eyes.
You're damn right I did. Women are a dime a dozen, but there's only one Justice.
You've done gone mad, Sheriff Justice. Downright mad.
Maybe so. But I'm hauling you in. Dastardly Dirk, congratulations. You're the new deputy of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
Ah, not interested. My beef is with you, Justice. You and I have a score to settle. Hector is dead, Shivers is gay, and now Peggy's dead. Soon, you'll be dead, too. Or maybe we'll find out you're transgender or something. I don't know. I don't write the script.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, this is hot and out of hand. You can't just stand in the street for 4 episodes, revering and screaming and shooting each other. It's just not civilized. What is this, Tombstone or something? Come into a bar and let's sit and talk this out, like men.
Too long, Wang. This ain't concerning you. Don't try to be a hero. Just head back into the bar and let us handle this.
You don't tell me what to do, cowboy. Now let's go. We have a soda and talk this through, shall we? You want Pepsi or Coke?
There ain't nothing to talk about. I'm here, I'm queer, and I killed Hector for breaking my heart. Justice, I ain't going to jail. You may be the law, but you ain't God.
Oh, great. Yet another character to compete with for time. Are we ever going to have our dual justice? Or am I just going to have to shoot me an Asian to get this show on the road? To be honest, for a villain, I've been pretty patient here.
Y'all are pissing me off. Maybe I'll just shoot all of you.
Sheriff, what happened to the Dick Justice I used to know? What happened to the kind, understanding man who served the people of this fine town? Kept him safe. Has time and the hot Texas sun hardened your heart? Have you forgotten why you became a lawman? To protect and serve. To right the wrongs.
Who are the White and Wongs? I never heard of them.
Typical Asian. He said, right the wrongs.
Asshole.
Shivers, you shot a man in cold blood. Whether it's because he took your butthole virginity, broke your heart, or teabagged you while you were asleep, it ain't okay to do that. Now, I can only say this calmly one more time. Put down your weapon and come with me to the jailhouse. If you don't, by the count of three, I'm going to shoot you dead on the spot. And as for you, Dirk, this is the end of the line for you. Hell, maybe it's the end of the line for me, too.
Wait, wait. Let's all go inside and have a drink. Remember, I have Coke and Pepsi. We can work this out. Justice, it sounds like you're having a midlife crisis. Shivers, you sound like a man whose heart has been broken.
And what about me, Too Long Wang?
You sound like Snivy Riprash.
Will everyone stop saying that? I'm Dastardly Dirk, the most hated villain in the land.
You haven't even shot a gun since this thing started. You must not be too evil.
Why, you little yellow bastard. Now, Sheriff, it's time to get down to business. With Too Long Wang out of the scene, you have no choice but to confront me and finally meet your maker.
Well, since you shot that little old Asian fella, that's all the reason I need.
You did it, Sheriff. You did it. You killed Dastardly Dirk. He was the fascist gunman in the North-South-West region.
Deputy, I just don't know if this law thing is for me anymore. It's too hard to tell the difference between right and wrong. All this killing makes a man wonder what it's all about. I'm sorry, Possum. It's time for me to move on to the next town. I've been a drifter all my life. I thought I could settle down here in Hatchet Wound, but it doesn't seem to have worked out that way. I'm sorry, Shivers, but I gotta do this.
Don't do it, Dick! Don't do it!
Move a man, hit him up, hit him up. Move a man, hit him up, raw hide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
Holy shit, what's
that's
gonna...
what I said, holy shit.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
I don't know, if that's the first time you've ever listened to one of our
go back to iTunes, find those old episodes.
Oh, it's you got to check out. You got to follow what's going on, and it's definitely worth listening to. This story's not over.
It's the new Lost.
It's not over.
It sounds like it's over, but you're saying it's not over.
I can guarantee you, with every bone in my body and a fat ass belly, that this is not over with.
You can't see it, but you know it's there, and it knows it's not over.
Right? Exactly. Well, we had a little technical difficulty.
Spaghetti Western that we're doing. Let's kick it. Shall we?
Kick it!
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
When we last left Sheriff Dick Justice, he was eye to eye with his longtime friend, Deputy Orville Possum Shivers. But he was also faced to face with his inner demons. Would Justice be forced to follow the letter of the law and shoot his friend? Or will he decide to drop his gun and walk away from the law, his life, and the town of Hatchet Wound, Texas? Let's join our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, as he makes the most important decision of his life.
The law is the law, Possum. I had no other choice. Well, I guess it's time I go. It's time to head to the next town.
As Dick Justice turned away from Possum's dead body, he threw down his badge, climbed up onto his horse, and headed towards the sunshed. After riding all night long, Justice squinted his eyes to fight his way through the sunrise. In the distance, he saw a small fire in a makeshift camp just inside the tree line of the valley. As he came close, he could see an aged Indian sitting next to the fire, sharpening his knife.
Excuse me, sir. About how far is it to the next town? My horse could use some water, and I sure could use some chow myself.
You have traveled very much miles under the moon of the wolf. Here, come rest your horse and share my breakfast of curry.
Thank you. I have to say, I'm not familiar with this part of the land. I feel like I'm lost.
I can sense you are lost, my son, but it is not in the direction of the land that has you confused. It is the pathway in your mind that has you looking to and fro.
Little bear! Little bear, get in here and take out the garbage like I asked you to at sunrise.
Poking ass, I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm speaking with a wheelie traveler right now, thank you very much.
I told you to stop talking with every Tom and Dick and Harry that passes by. That's why you still haven't finished the teepee.
I'll get to it. Spirit, God save me. Do you not have a blanket or basket to make?
The old ball and chain, huh?
Yes, I should have took the train for the count of blackberries instead.
Little bear, you're right. I am lost. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know where my journey is supposed to lead me.
The eagle does not know his path. He flies where the wind leads him. The buffalo roam the land led only by the changing of the seasons.
Little bear.
I know. Garbage, just chill out. I'll get it done.
I can leave if this is going to be an issue.
No. She would be like this, whether you're here or not. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the buffalo. See, Justice, it's not about where you've been or where you're going. It is about where you are right now.
Maybe you're right, little bear. You're a wise warrior.
I am always right, Justice.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. You're killing me in here.
Come out here and laugh in my face. Then see what happens.
Sorry. Quiet door.
Okay, I'm in front of you. Ha, ha, ha.
For a squaw, you sure are mouthy. Little Bear's a wise man. You should treat him with respect.
And you, Mr. Dick Justice, let me tell you something. You're not lost, you're a coward. That gun you have at your side doesn't make you a man, a hero, or anything to be feared. Just a simple coward.
What did that do? Sorry, Little Bear. I just couldn't take her mouth anymore.
You just shot my wife. Oh, Ganesha, thank you so very much. She was driving me crazy.
Do you want to ride with me, Little Bear?
You mean like Tonto and a Lone Ranger type of thing?
Yeah, sure, why not? Just without the homosexual overtones, of course.
Then let the wind lead us through the prairies. Let each setting sun reveal the starts that map our journey through life.
By the way, you got any peyote? I wouldn't mind being able to see what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, yes, do not worry about that, Dick Justice. I am always packing some green buttons.
You're not the Indian I was expecting, but you'll do. Let's ride.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses?
With Little Bear as his new spiritual guide, our hero Dick Justice has found a fresh focus.
Oh, you're a hard one, but I know.
Oh, shit.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up.
Whoa, shit.
My bad. It was so intense.
Cowpokes, be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
Did that?
Well, I know they were talking about peyote.
Hopefully for the next segment, you'll laugh.
Hey, maybe we'll get him up to a 4-star.
I think
we
can get him to laugh.
Hey,
I got a spaghetti western coming on.
Yeah, I'll send you a koozie and a sticker. You give me a 5.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
When we last left our hero, Dick Justice, he had teamed up with his newfound friend and spiritual guide, Little Bear. They rode the trails for many moons before they finally found a place to stake claim, the new frontier town of Muffville, New Mexico. There, they opened up an establishment that catered to the ramblers, the gamblers, and the all-around hellraiser of the Old West. Let's join Justice and Little Bear as they count up last night's profits.
Our Dick Justice! Opening up this place was a great idea. The money is rolling in. We are going to be rich.
Settle down there, Little Bear. Where there's money, there's trouble just around the corner.
The winds are blowing at our backs, Dick Justice. We are about to take over this town, my friend. Women at our beck and call. Drugs, whatever we want. And the freshest fruit possible.
Those kiwi are delicious, aren't they? Well, what do the numbers look like from last night?
With my calculations, look like we have pulled in $500.
There you are, Justice, you son of a bitch. You think you can just take what you want from me and leave before the break of dawn? I'm not one of your whore employees.
Lady Antoinette, you cannot just burst open a door and talk to Dick Justice like that.
You shut your mouth, you little red-dotted Indian. This has nothing to do with you.
I ain't treating you like no whore, Antoinette. I had to get here this morning
and help Little Bear out. Stop freaking out. Damn, it's like you're on your period or something.
Well, as a matter of fact, Justice, it's just the opposite. I'm pregnant.
Dick Justice, you want me to get rid of this?
Put the gun down, Little Bear. Now. Antoinette, what do you mean you're pregnant? How do you know it's mine?
You son of a bitch! I can't even believe you would even question it. Of course it's yours.
Listen, Antoinette. This isn't... Jesus.
Settle, Dick Justice. Calm down.
I'm so angry.
You couldn't say Antoinette's name.
This isn't the time nor the place to discuss this. Little Bear and I have a lot of work to get done.
No. It's fine. You can continue. This is very, very interesting.
No. We're not going to continue this anything. Jesus. Lady Antoinette, get the hell out of here right now. I'll come over to your house tonight, and we'll talk this through. Just go home and start doing the laundry or dinner or something.
Damn you, Dick Justice. Damn you!
Sounds to me like you're in need of a set of stairs, Dick Justice.
Like I said before, Little Bear, there's trouble around every corner.
With the shocking news of Lady Antoinette with child, Justice had to think quickly about what he was going to do. In the past, he would have let his gun do the talking or just left town. But he knew that this time, he could do neither. Let's rejoin Justice later that night at Lady Antoinette's house.
Well, well, well. I didn't figure you'd show up. Come in, Justice. Can I get you a drink?
I don't want anything to drink. I want to figure this out and get this situation fixed.
Situation? You call getting me pregnant a situation? Putting your very lengthy, girthy, often problematically large penis into my hoo-ha is a situation? A baby in my stomach is a little more than a situation. You are a pig, Justice. You have no heart. You don't know what it takes to be a father anyway.
I want to do the right thing, Antoinette. I want to be a good husband and a good father.
A good husband?
Oh, good, it is shut. Dick Justice, come quick. We've got a problem down at the saloon.
Damn it.
Get back here, Justice.
I'll be back, Lady Antoinette. I promise.
Justice, you don't have to call me by my full name every time. I think everyone recognizes that you're saying twat as a part of my name.
Let us go now, Dick Justice. The winds have brought an evil to Muffville.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
It's a lot of dicks.
See, it's funny because your name is Dick Justice, and Dick is like a penis.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Crazy.
Wow, see? Went right over my head.
That's the end of episode 6. We're 6 dicks in.
Wow. Nailed
we're
it.
We're 6 dicks. Wait.
6 dicks deep. 6 dicks deep.
Oh, finally.
Well, usually when I'm 6 dicks deep, I've got my dance.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left our hero, Dick Justice, he had just found out that Lady Antoinette was preggo with his child. They had discussed what to do next. While they were doing that, Little Bear burst into the room and told Dick Justice of trouble that was brewing at the saloon. Justice and Little Bear raced to the saloon, but Dick Justice had no idea what was about to be standing before him.
I want Dick Justice, and I want him right now. What the hell?
Is that you, Deputy Shivers?
Justice, yes, it's me. I'm here for your soul.
Okay, so I'm confused. Are you a zombie or a vampire?
Zombies are in, so I believe I'm a zombie. But don't change the subject, Justice. I've been roaming the lands looking for you.
But I shot you. You were dead.
And I still am.
Justice, it seems that the spirit of the undead has cursed his soul. Why are you here, Shivers?
Justice, you shot me in cold blood and left me for dead. That night, as I laid in my pine box coffin unconscious, I was overcome with a chill. My eyes opened and I saw into the eyes of the beast. He bit me and led me to life with the undead.
Really? Sounds like you're a vampire. I'm just saying.
I'm not a vampire. I'm a zombie. We've already established this.
But Shivers, from the way you describe how you were turned, it really seems more like you're a vampire. So I can really see where Little Bear is getting confused.
Listen here, Sheriff Justice. I'm here for your soul, and I'm not leaving till I get it. You ruined my life. Killed me. Your best friend. And left me for dead in the middle of the street.
You were leaving out that you killed a man and that you're gay.
Time for you to finally pay for your sins, Dick Justice.
Ah, sorry again. Hate to interrupt here, but this isn't lining up. If you're a zombie, why would you have a gun? Shouldn't you be trying to eat his brains? I'm just wanting to maintain a realistic theme to the storyline.
I've had enough of your mouth, curry breath. Maybe I'll shoot you first.
Stop, stop! Dick Justice, my water just broke. The baby is on the way.
How the hell did that happen? I just found out you were preggo like 6 hours ago.
It must be. No. No, it can't be.
What?
There is an old Indian legend about the great wolf warrior. He was born from a human mother, but could transform into a wolf.
Like Jacob from the Twilight series?
Yes, kind of, anyway. His mother only carried him for 6 hours. After he was born, he ran into the woods to join his pack. He became a great warrior for thousands of moons. Legend says that his spirit still roams the plains.
So you say that a wolf is going to come out of my hoo-ha?
Enough! Justice, prepare to die!
Ah, no!
Shivers, that's horrible aim. You shot Little Bear. Now you must die again.
You can't kill me, Justice. I am immortal.
It's coming!
That's what she said.
Now's not the time for jokes, Justice.
I wish Little Bear hadn't been shot. He could have helped deliver this demon baby wolf thing. Oh my god. I'm a father. I have a son.
Justice, something's wrong.
Lady Antoinette. Oh no, she's dead.
And now you will be too.
Oh my god. My son really is a wolf. He's killing Shivers.
Dick Justice, your son is the rebirth of the great wolf warrior. You must watch over him, teach him, and guide him. You must follow the winds back to Hatchet Wound, Texas. You must right your wrongs, show him a new path.
Damn, I wish I would have established a tagline for myself way back in episode 1. Be a really great time to use one of those.
Move a man, hit him up, move a man, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick Time, Shame Dick Channel.
Whew. Holy smokes.
Hey.
We're always, it's just, that story is always upping the ante.
It seems like once you think you know what's going to happen,
boom.
Other stuff happens.
I think we should play a game now, fellas. Let's.
You want to play a game? All right.
Surely
let me,
I do.
Let me bring.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.